Hey everyone, Joe Auriemma here on another edition of the Pinstripe Playoff Podcast here on YesNetwork.com. I'm here with my compañero, Chris Sheeran. And let's recap game one of the ALCS, in which the Yankees defeated the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim in Seattle 4-1.
Just an awful name. I mean, they were the California Angels, then they were the Anaheim Angels. Now that, you know, just be Los Angeles. You don't need the Anaheim in there anymore.
I agree, but really, like, give me your thoughts on this game.
My thoughts, basically, Joe. CC Sabathia. I mean, comes into this postseason with an ERA near 7.92 to be exact, and has come out against the Twins and now the Angels, and just has proven to be a shutdown starter in the postseason that the Yankees haven't had in quite some time. Let's be honest here. And CC throws 16 pitches in the first inning. 14 of those are strikes, pounding the strike zone. And the Angels just look baffled. And Sean Figgins, I mean, this guy's a pest. And he looked lost tonight.
It's like CC really has something to prove here, Chris. I mean, he's been questioned coming into this postseason on whether he's a big game pitcher. Listen, the guy pitched big game after big game after big game with the Milwaukee Brewers, in which, basically, to me, the September run, he doesn't pitch those games. Those are playoff games. Right. He doesn't pitch those games. They don't make the plays.
You're absolutely right. You took the words right out of my mouth. If CC Sabathia doesn't pitch for the Brewers don't make the playoffs. But another thing is, 2-0 now in this postseason, which is all you need to worry about, is this postseason, by the way. He's 2-0 with an ERA just over 1. And we saw it. His last inning was the 8th tonight. He pitched 8. And his last pitch was 95 miles an hour.
And this really sets up CC Sabathia so well for the rest of the series, that he got this game in tonight, that there was no rain, and the Yankees did play this game, and he pitched well, because now, even if there is a rain out on Saturday, he is still set up to pitch in that game 4, which is pivotal, because if he continues to pitch like this, you want that guy on the mound 3 times in this series.
Absolutely. And you know what? I love seeing when he got the last out tonight on that 95 mile an hour fastball, he turned around. He made sure he turned around first. Then he pumped his fist. He didn't
show up.
That shows something to CC Sabathia. He isn't show up the Angels. He turns around, then pumps his fist. And you know what? If I just threw 8 innings the way he threw them, I would have done it too.
And, you know, really, the Yankees now are set up for, you know, Joe Saunders versus A.J. Burnett and Andy Pettitte in Game 3, who's better on the road than he is at home, against Jared Weaver, who, you know, he had a great outing against the Red Sox. But so did John Lackey, and John Lackey didn't really look like the John Lackey from the ALDS.
No, he didn't. One of the reasons could be, you know, which we've heard whispers of, that the Red Sox just weren't the Red Sox, you know, tired, old, and the lineup.
If you ask Dustin Pedroia, he would tell you that the Fenway grounds crew is the reason why they lost that series.
Well, that's neither here nor there. They're out of it. The Yankees and the Angels are still in it, and that's what we're concerned with. But, I mean, I wouldn't count, you know, John Lackey out of this series. He's still a terrific pitcher. He had an off night, and, you know, his defense did let him down, Joe.
You know, you bring up the defense, Chris, and that's one thing about these Angel teams, is that they're so fundamentally sound.
They have to be.
They have to be, exactly. But with a manager like Mike Socha, it's really odd to see a game like this in which, really, the Angels' defense was not at its best, especially when they needed them to be.
And, you know, Bobby Abreu batted second tonight. He came in with a 5.56 average in the postseason. I think he was 0-for-5, and he looked silly. I mean, Yankee pitching tonight, it was basically CC Sabathia and Mariano Rivera, but both of these guys just made the Angels look really silly.
You know, and I'm happy that Girardi didn't go to a quick hook on CC, that he let him go back out there for an 8th inning, saving that bullpen, and really giving the big man the workload that, you know, he can give the Yankees in this postseason.
And that he's expected to give the Yankees in the postseason. This is why they signed him. This is why they went out. They spent all the money. They brought him in. You know, Chen Ming Wong, the past couple of postseason appearances, just wasn't a lockdown, shutdown starter. And you had Mike Mussina, but Mike Mussina was getting up there in age, and, you know, you really can't depend on a guy like Mike Mussina to give you those playoff performances that Sabathia turned in tonight. This guy, I don't care what his numbers were in the past, all I'm concerned about is his last two games in the postseason with the New York Yankees, and the guy's 2-0 with a sparkling ERA. And, Joe, this is coming from, you know, his first start with the Twins in the postseason. He didn't have his best stuff, and he was still shut down.
You're right, Chris. And listen, when we come back, we're going to preview game two and look ahead, you know, at the series and really just talk about what the Yankees, you know, even though this was a great performance, what they could do better. And, you know, they're not going to see the same Angel team in game two. So keep it right here on the Pinstripe Playoff Podcast. Go to YesNetwork.com for the best Yankee blogs on the web. It's The Blob with Bob Lorenz, Keeping Up with the Joneses with Kim Jones, The Pinstripe Bible with Steve Goldman, River Ave Blues, and much, much more. For wall-to-wall Yankees, it's YesNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the Pinstripe Podcast. Here's Joe Auriemma.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Pinstripe Playoff Podcast here on YesNetwork.com. I'm Joe Auriemma. With me, as always, is the consigliere of YesNetwork.com, Chris Sheeran. Chris, I want to talk about game two. You know, A.J. Burnett didn't have his best stuff in his first outing, walked a ton of guys, hit two batters, still only gave up the one run, but he wasn't lights out. He's going to go up against Joe Saunders, who to me is another that type of pitcher where he's hot and cold like Burnett. And this could either be a pitcher's duel or it could be a home run derby. We don't know what we're going to see, but I will say one thing. The Angels are not going to play defense, and they're not going to play fundamentally unsound like they did tonight.
No, you know, the thing that Yankee fans have to realize is, you know, this isn't going to be a sweep. Don't start going nuts because the Yankees won the first game. It's good to be happy. It's good to be, you know, feeling good about your team. They got game one out of the way, and they got a W. And I gotta say this: Fox put up just a ridiculous graphic about you know, the Angels winning or the Yankees winning game ones in 2002 and 2005 against the Angels, and the Angels came back to win the series. They were both five game series. Big time difference. Big time. Between a five-game series and a seven.
One loss, it's hard to recover from that in a five-game series. One loss in a seven-game series, you can recover.
Exactly. I mean, listen, I'm not putting down Fox, but anyway, I just thought it was stupid. But Joe Saunders and A.J. Burnett, you know what? I don't think guys are going to bring their Z game in the playoffs. I really think it's going to be the former matchup. I think it's really going to be A.J., and Saunders bringing their A game, and I think it's going to be a pitcher's duel. We just hope that Mother Nature helps us out tomorrow night.
Now, here's one more question, Chris, really about the Yankees lineup. Mark Teixeira didn't have a great night. Nick Swisher still looks like he's slumping. Robinson Cano, you know, with the mask in front of his nose and mouth, maybe he's not really a good player in the cold weather. What do these guys need to do to break out of whatever funk they're in?
See, that's the great thing about baseball. The great thing about baseball is, you know, as we always say on the podcast, you're riding high in April, you're shot down in May. Hopefully these guys that have been shot down, like Swisher and Melky in this lineup, they come through. That's the great thing about baseball. You get out there every day, and the day before you could be absolute garbage, and then the next day you could have 2-3 hits and help the team win. And if you remember correctly, during this season, it hasn't always been the top of the lineup that's made the Yankees go. You look at the box score some games, and it's the 6, 7, 8, 9 hitters that won the game.
I mean, just look at Scott Brosius. The guy was the MVP of the 98 World Series.
Yeah, from day to day, John Sterling told us before the game, you know, it's probably going to be a guy that we don't even talk about that's going to be the hero, and that's yet to be determined.
All right, well, it should be exciting. Game two, it's going to be, you know, what Chris said, we think it's going to be a pitcher's duel. We think we're going to see the A game from both Joe Saunders and A.J. Burnett. Keep it locked here at yesnetwork.com for all of your Yankees postseason needs. We're going to bring you the podcasts and the wrap-ups and the video. And, you know, Chris is going to be bringing you blogs. Tell us what else you're going to be doing, Chris.
We'll be doing the vlogs. We'll be bringing you interviews before the game. And it's kind of funny how we said it would come down to the later innings in the bullpens, and the Yankees have a better bullpen. And that's what it came down to tonight.
And you know what? The bullpen for the Yankees is very well rested, which could go one way or another way. So we're going to see what that happens if they kind of can get that little rust off that they haven't pitched. But Mo looked like Mo. He was fine.
Leadoff walk. You don't want to see that. Dave Roberts all over again. But he worked out of it. And, you know, Mo, as you said, 0.74 ERA in the postseason.
Enough said. So, like I said, keep coming back to YesNetwork.com for all of your Yankees postseason needs. For Tom Hagen, my consigliere, I'm Joe Auriemma saying we'll see you next time on the Playoff Pinstriped Podcast.